Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
So this valedictorian for the high school, I don't even know if he's the valedictorian, I guess.
I assumed he is.
But he also was the student council president. He's been waiting to break one off in the administration. And boy, do they play right into his hands.
However, at our school, the title of class president could more accurately be class party planner, and student council's main obligation is to paint signs every week. Despite some of the outstanding people in our school, the lack of a real student government, combined with the authoritative attitude that a few teachers, administrators, and board members have,
now, keep an eye on the dude in the back.
Yeah.
He's the superintendent.
He's like looking around like, oh, boy, where are we going?
You see him kind of, you know, giving those nonverbal cues.
Like, get ready to cut the mic and take this kid in back.
Prevent students from truly developing as leaders. Hopefully, this will change.
Hopefully, for the sake of future students.
Oh, they cut his mic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So right now, the administrator in his gown and stupid-looking hat.
Oh, yeah. What was, that didn't seem that bad.
No, not at all.
No, I'm sure they were worried about it getting worse, but.
Thin-skinned by the old administration.
Absolutely.
At that point, let the kid talk.
Also, though.
Yeah, they're not teaching us to be leaders.
What sort of decisions do you want the student council to be making? I mean,
all of them is what
this
he wanted,
is one of those
I guess.
Things where you don't know you're soft-headed when you're still soft-headed. Like, you know, when we were in school, we had a big protest because they wouldn't let us wear shorts to Memorial Day, and that was only like 3 days left of school, so all the boys wore skirts, and then we all sat in the lunchroom and wouldn't leave. Oh, did we change the world? Just kidding. We all went back to class, and nothing was different. And also, now that you get like a week older and you're like, that was stupid. Who cares?
Yeah, doesn't everyone run on like a platform of ho-hos in the vending machines?
Right,
it's more like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And like, we want more rad things, and that's it.
Yeah, we had a big walkout too.
Vote for Chad.
In middle school. I couldn't tell you what it was for, so must not have been that invested. All I knew is that at, you know, 2 o'clock, everybody's getting up and walking out of class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you do it?
Yeah. Everyone did.
What, everyone? There wasn't
everyone
like
did.
There were like a all few right. nerds who were yeah. like,
I'm sure there were.
I'm staying here.
Oh, I had walkouts all the time with me and my friends.
Just not showing up
secretly.
didn't really get everybody on board, but boy, did we have a good time protesting being there.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Kelly, did you guys protest?
No.
At your high school?
Nah. Nobody cared.
Nothing?
I was my class president. I was my class president junior and senior year.
Oh, you made some posters every week, huh?
Well, we just had to figure out, you know, like, okay, everybody says they want better lunch, but we're all poor. So, yeah, guys, those spicy chicken sandwiches that you'd rather have from Chick-fil-A, we got, you know, the D-level version of that over here. And it's pretty good.
It's some tuna with Mike's Red Hot on it.
Yeah. Like, we didn't do
anything. Enjoy what you get or bring it from home.
What do you want us to do? The school has a contract with the food company.
Yeah. Like, that was honestly, that was like most of our meetings were surrounded by what do we do about the cafeteria food? Because it was terrible,
yeah.
But there was never a protest about it, but it was terrible because it was 75 cents for lunch because mm-hmm. we were one of those schools where most kids were on government-funded lunch.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And when you're on government-funded lunch, you're not eating real food.
No, and they got to cook food for like 300 people.
Yeah, my school is like 1,200, but mm-hmm. it's, yeah, your little teeny tiny school is 300.
Why am I getting shamed? You went to poor school university. Yeah, you're exactly yelling at me.
No, you said 300
at least we could
kids.
Afford a fruit.
So tiny. But yeah, you do think, I mean, I wish it would have better food, more nutritional value. Right. That would have been great. Or student council, you know, teaching kids how you register to vote at 18. You know, maybe that could have been good. Or applying for student loans. But
get a slushy machine.
No.
I couldn't have taught yeah. some kid how to do that. I was 17.
No, your job is to organize the pep rally and then organize the reunion at some point.
Well, a theme, you need a theme for homecoming and prom, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a big
and
one.
And we
yeah,
helped set up graduation.
The one for the seniors. Yeah.
Yeah.
This text. We had a dude that protested for chocolate milk in the drinking fountains. Later, he fell through the ice and died.
That's what protesting gets you.
Yeah. You angered the ice gods.
I want the pipes to flow with fudge.
It probably was heavy.
Probably.
Now I'm just imagining students licking walls like it's Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory.
Yeah, he was a plump little German.
Mm-hmm.
He fell through the ice, but he probably got sucked up a tube.
No, he's in.
He's probably
chocolate
living
milk Valhalla.
His best life. Or death. I don't know. It's terrible.
This one, we had a walk in instead of a walk out.
What?
Our professor said we didn't have to go to class because he wanted us to go protest the war in Iraq. We all went to class to show him he wasn't the boss of us. That's a.
All right.
That's unique.
Okay, I kind of did like a cultish protest one time. I just realized, I think I've told you about this. I went to a purity church camp my junior year.
God, right, that's so hot.
Right before I lost my virginity. And at the end of the like weekend, they were like, here's a bright orange shirt that says Jesus on it. And you need to wear it for a week so everybody knows who's number one in your heart. And I was like, I ain't doing that. But so many kids wore that Jesus shirt for a week, a whole week. And that's when one of my teachers pulled me over and she's like, I think your church is kind of cultish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I just realized that's how I started in the whole cult thing.
Yeah, boy, you handpicked the right person in you. Yeah. I can't believe you didn't wear two of those shirts.
I know.
The way you're like, hey, give me a cult.
That's the thing. They should have given each one of those girls two shirts. One that said, like, purity to God and then, like, future slut.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the back it had an arrow pointing down. It said, God's mm-hmm. loophole.
Yeah. The more you suppress the kids, man, it's going to come back and bite you.
Yeah.
Hyman's ahoy.
I love those cookies.
Yeah.
My favorite. Mm.
Pair them with a Siemens Ahoy.
Yeah. Very popular.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very it makes popular. Sense.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.